Do you want to give your take on Patrick Mahomes? Mackenzie? Hey. Hold on, Mackenzie's going to give her take on Patrick Mahomes. Mackenzie. Lucy, come here. Come here, Lucy, come here. She's good, yeah. Okay, anyway. What's going on, everybody? Jackets with another successful night. Huge night, I should say. Because so many reasons. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just going to be honest. I'm feeling really good. I don't know if I just feel good after wins. Like, if I just... my expectations are so low that when this team wins, I just feel on top of the world, you know? Or if this team is actually a lot different than last year. I just got to make sure I don't just have my Blue Jackets goggles on, you know? I'm obviously... Lucy's right here. She's going to be my co-host tonight. Lucy's going to be my co-host. If she's got any takes, I'm going to have to hand her the mic at some point. She's sitting here listening. And anyway, I just got to make sure, like, obviously I do this podcast as a Blue Jackets fan, as a someone who is just going to, anytime I get anything positive about this team, I'm just going to go crazy about it and I'm going to run with it. But I can't do that. I can't do that because then I can't take myself seriously as a podcaster. How could you guys rely on me? You guys just can't just listen to some crazy guy talk on and on and on about this team being something that they're not. So I got to make sure my Blue Jackets goggles are not on when I say this. I have to say this from a completely non-biased point of view, okay? So I'm gonna do that. I did that tonight. I really tried to just watch the game. I knew the Jackets would bounce back. I knew they'd play better tonight. I really did. Because one thing that they haven't done under Brad Larsen through six games is they haven't played two bad games in a row. After the Red Wings game, they came back home and they played extremely well against the New York Islanders. They played bad. They played bad against the Red Wings. Corpy kept them in the game for a long time, but they came back against the Islanders and they played very, very good. They got cranked by the Carolina Hurricanes. I think the Jackets actually just struggle against red and white teams. I think that might be our crux. I think royal red, not dark red or maroon. I think royal red and white teams, the Jackets actually, for some reason, they just think that they're playing the 90s Red Wings. Like, they just get confused. Or they think they're playing, like, I don't know, like Soviet Russia in the 80s or something. So somehow, Brad Larsen needs to either somehow get these guys to not see that or what. Or just don't start Corpy against red and white teams. Maybe Corpy doesn't like red and white teams. That's actually not true. So, obviously, we need to talk about the other games, too. Islanders game, incredible. Patrick Laine, overtime winner. He's clutch. He's officially reached clutch territory. We've been into two overtimes now as the Blue Jackets, and we've won two overtimes. Both of them have been Patrick Laine game winners. So, that's exactly what the Jackets need. The Jackets need a superstar that can make the difference in big moments. And Patrick Laine is that guy. You get to overtime, I'm fully going to believe that the Jackets are going to win simply because you have 2-9 on the ice. Okay, I just had to get that one out of the way. Now, the Jackets have four wins with Elvis in net. And they have two losses with Corpy in net. That's their record. 4-0. Elvis is 4-0. Has not lost a game. Corpy is 0-2. And I've been working on this take, and I don't think it's that crazy. I think at first it sounds kind of crazy, and it kind of sounds surface level, but I wonder if you guys will agree with me, if you guys have been watching the games the same, you know, as closely as I have, I guess. I hope you guys would agree with me. Maybe you don't. But I personally feel like the team does not play as hard in front of Corpy. For whatever reason. And I don't think it's because of something like they don't like Corpy. That's not what it is. Corpy is a completely likable guy. A completely selfless guy who is team first, has the smallest ego, most loyal guy to his team, just a great leader, a great veteran, and just a great NHL goalie to have on your team. He does not deserve to be 0-2. He's not getting the same guys in front of him the way Elvis is. I don't know what that is. I have a couple things that I think it might be. It could be that the team rallies behind Elvis a little more just because they know that when Elvis is between the pipes, his relationship to Matisse Kivlenix just, it means a little bit more to the whole team because Elvis was the closest to Matisse, with both of them being goalies, both of them being, you know, from the same country. That could be it. They could also play a little bit harder in front of Elvis because, one, Corpy has just been such a solid veteran goalie that has been with this franchise for a long time, and it's well known that he's a solid goaltender, that you kind of just expect him to make all the plays. Like, there was a video of Zach Werenski, if you watch, on the goal that Jordan Staal scored. Zach's just sitting there watching Jordan Staal just hammer the puck right in front of Corpy. And that's not even because, like, Zach Werenski, I thought, you know, was being lazy there. Obviously, Zach Werenski is not a lazy player. He's not. That was a bad video. I genuinely think he just thought that Corpy was just going to be a complete, like, absolute stonewall in front of Jordan Staal. And then when that puck went in, he was like, oh, crap. Like, I should have probably played a little bit of defense there. But he didn't. He didn't play any defense. And I think, I don't know, maybe this is just something that is just, I need to work on. Maybe I have the Corpy glasses on. Maybe I have the Corpy glasses on. I think Corpy's played good enough to get wins in both games. I thought that, okay, obviously the Hurricanes game got away from him a little bit, but the Red Wings game, I mean, dude was lights out. So, I don't know. That's just something that I'm working on now. Tonight's game, just a great start. Just a great start. You get a goal, first 10 minutes of the game. Oh, my gosh. Please tell me that went in. No. I'm watching the freaking Seahawks and Saints game. And I bet the over 41.5. I just thought that was just such a low number. But I guess it's just raining in the whole United States right now for like the next like 2 weeks. Like, it's just rain for the next 2 weeks across the whole United States or something. So I'm dealing with that. But anyway, speaking of Seattle, I do want to talk about their opener. I'll talk about that after I say this. The Jackets getting that goal early on in the game, Bjorkstrand, the maestro. I mean, I think he got his 100th assist tonight. This team simply has too much talent, too much NHL experience, too much playoff experience. These guys are getting paid too much money for them to believe that they're just in a rebuild. Think long and hard about the guys that the Blue Jackets have on their roster, okay? And you tell me whether this genuinely sounds like a team that is going to be bottom five in the league, okay? Zach Werenski. Patrick Laine. Jakub Voracek. Oliver Bjorkstrand. Just those four guys. Let's just grab those four. Elvis Merzlikins is their goalie. Does that team sound like a bottom five team? Have you checked the points per game that those guys score? Have you checked their NHL stats? These are highly skilled players. And I'm highly skilled NHL players. Like, who have had veteran experience and have played on cup-contending teams. All of them. All of them. I'd say the Jackets were a cup-contending team that Zach and Bjorky have both played on, and Patrick Laine comes from Winnipeg, who has been damn good when he was over there. Jakub Voracek played on the Philadelphia Flyers. Very good. Very, very good team. This team is just, they're too experienced to believe that they're going through a rebuild. I really believe confidently that this team can make the playoffs. I'm starting to believe that. I'm not going to set that as the expectation, but like I said, this team has not played bad two nights in a row. They've responded to losses. They've shown us that they can score goals. They've shown us that they can have a good power play. I get on the edge of my seat when the Jackets get on the power play. I get on the edge of my seat. My ears perk up when I'm driving in the car and I'm listening to the radio and Bob McGilligan tells me the Jackets are going to go on the power play. I turn the radio up a little bit. And I've never done that before. I've never done that before. Even when the Jackets' power play was really good, back in the good old days, back in the playoff days, back in the torts days, that some of the best power plays the Jackets have ever had, I didn't perk up the way I do now. Because the Blue Jackets, they not only do they have the players that can move the puck around, which is what you brought in, and Voracek, and you know, guys like Jake Bean is great to have around, and Zach Werenski being back on the power play, you know, now that he was, you know, is now that he's healthy and on the ice, all those things are good to have. But they also just look really good when they're on the power play. Like, they have great zone presence. They pin the other team back deep in their zone, and they go whole power plays where they just dominate. And I know they didn't get a power play goal tonight. I know they were 0-for-4, but I think it should still stand that I think this power play is really, really good. And it just gets me really, really excited. Now, they did hit multiple posts tonight. And the one power play that they had kind of late in the third period when the game was 3-0 and they were just kind of scoring goals at that point to just add on to their lead, they were moving the puck around extremely well, and they hit the post. They hit the post. Now, you know, the Jackets got lucky too. The Stars hit some posts too on some of their, like, offensive possessions, and that was Matisse Kivlenik's, according to Elvis. According to Elvis, Matisse was in net for them tonight. There was a story that Elvis shared in the post game that he was getting on the ice and some Stars fan had harassed him about Matisse. No idea what was said. No idea what it could have been. Not even going to begin to speculate what that was. That's a poor representation of Dallas Stars fans. It was a Dallas Star fan. Some guy in a Stars jersey apparently said something about Matisse in a rude or just a not respectful way. And first of all, big mistake on that guy's part. Like, you're gonna go to a game and you're gonna make fun of a dead guy to the dead guy's friend and expect your team to win and do good? Bad move. Bad move. Because Elvis played lights out, and they did hit a lot of posts. And Elvis is playing for a different reason this year. He really is. He's playing for Matisse, and you can feel that, and the team can feel that, and I don't know if they're going to lose in front of him at this point. Obviously, they will. They will. Elvis will lose a game. But when he's in net, I don't care who the Jackets are playing, I think they have a chance at winning because they handled the Dallas Stars tonight, and the Dallas Stars are a team that's expecting to make the playoffs. So take that and run with it. And take that and run all the way to China with it and back, because the Jackets, they're different. They're different this year. And yeah, they're really, really surprising me. One other thing that they haven't done, this is just kind of a negative thing. Not necessarily a negative thing, but We got to still have questions about this team. Obviously, through six games, you can't just be like, well, this is a playoff team. No. It's still too early to look at the standings. I don't know where the Jackets are even at in the standings. To be completely honest, I don't know where the Jackets are at in the Metropolitan Division right now. Too early to look at the standings. I know they're 4-2. I know that the Rangers have won a couple games here. I know the Capitals have won games. I know the Penguins. The Penguins are leading the division. Had the Penguins lost a game? This is just me without looking at the standings. Had the Penguins lost a game? They just smoked the Toronto Maple Leafs the other night. And I don't know if the Penguins have lost a game. They don't even have Malkin and Crosby in their lineup. And I don't think they've lost a game. So if I could guess, I think the Jackets, the Carolina looks good. Has Carolina lost a game? I don't know. Metropolitan's going to be tough. That's one thing the Jackets haven't done. They haven't won a road game in the Metropolitan. They haven't won a road game in general. Now, they've only played one, but it's different when you go on the road. I think it's just different. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the fifth line that just rallies this team, and they know that they're playing in front of their home fans who they didn't get a chance to play in front of last year, so they just, you know, they just play a little bit harder. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a bunch of new guys knowing that if they play hard, the cannon fires off, so they're just, you know, going that extra mile. Whatever it is, the Jackets play better at home. Now, they go on the road here Friday to the Rangers, who the Rangers have looked better. They had a slow start to the year, but the Rangers have kind of picked it up a little bit. That'll be a great game for the Jackets. I expect Elvis will be in net for that one. Elvis is the number one. This isn't an A1 and an A2 situation. This is an A and a B right now. This is an A and a B. And it's not because of Corpy playing bad. It's because Elvis has not lost a game. For a long part of that game, it looked like he was going to get the shutty. I thought for sure he was going to get the shutty. And in fact, we were all the way down to the Stars having an empty net, and it looked like they were going to get it. But yeah, no, that game at Square Garden, that'll be Elvis. That'll be Elvis. And I will expect the Jackets to probably be underdogs in that one. People aren't going to give this team credit yet. It's too early for people to give this team credit, and that's okay with me because I'm giving them credit. Four nights in October, they have made my night. Didn't think that would happen. Honestly, if you asked my honest opinion, I would have told you, wouldn't surprise me if they wouldn't have won one game in October. If they would have looked as bad as the Blackhawks look right now. Holy crap. They look bad. And I actually, after that first game that they played in Colorado, I went on the defense forum. I went on a Chicago show that Chief does. I went on Barstool Chief's post game, and I, you know, as a caller, and I was like, listen, I thought Seth Jones, yeah, he had a bad first couple periods, but in the third period, he got kind of back in rhythm and, you know, shut a lot of guys down and kept the Blackhawks in the game. He's been minus every game for Chicago. And some people are calling for a new coach, and it's obviously been brought up that Torts go to Chicago. And I was talking to Tommy with it last night after our beer league game, which we got absolutely smoked in, by the way. That sucked. But I was talking to Tommy about it, and he was like, no way. No way Torts leaves his chicken parm and goes to coach again. I don't see it. And I said, Tom, if there's one thing I know about coaches, they're addicted to coaching. So, there you go. There you go. That's my thoughts on Torts going back to Chicago. But yeah, just to give one final thought on the Jackets, I thought they played incredible. I thought they played great. Let me get some of your comments here. I asked you guys on Twitter, at the Hockey Dudes, what is the most exciting thing about this Jackets team for you? Madigan O'Brien said, everything tonight. These guys are buzzing. Love that we have Cole Sillinger on the team, who is my age, 18 years old. Yeah. Did you see that fight he got in with Alexander Radulov? I mean, that would... you love to see that. Alexander Radulov, like, his nickname is literally the Bulldog. He's a Russian player who's like 35, tough as nails. He's like their gritty guy on the team. Like, that hit that Sillinger had on Rupe Hintz was hardly justifiable for Radulov to go over there and you know, fight the guy. But Radulov was going to do it because that's what Radulov does. He's known as that guy on their team. And Cole Sillinger instantly just, the adrenaline was clearly rushing through that kid. And he just throws hands at them immediately. And he absolutely dummied Radulov. Like, no joke. Like, he ripped Radulov to the ground and was just throwing knocks at his face. And I can't wait for the next time the Jackets play the Stars in Dallas, because that's truly going to be, there's going to be a little bit, you know, Radulov doesn't just get dummied by an 18-year-old and forget about it. He's going to have a number out for Cole Sillinger, so that'll be fun to watch. Andrew Shearson said the energy, totally agree. I think the Jackets play different in front of Elvis, without a doubt. I don't think I'm the only one that thinks that, too. Nobody else has said it, but if you look at the two losses, you can say the energy was different. They played different in front of Elvis. I don't know if it's because of that reason, because the goalie's different. I think it could be. Why not? Zach Pearson said the potential. Yeah, I think the potential for this team is starting to become real. Like, you're starting to realize that they do have a lot of potential, and that's extremely exciting. Brian Westy said Bjorky. Yeah, Bjorky, he's the maestro. He's incredible. He's old reliable. Just a legendary Blue Jacket. A legendary Blue Jacket. I just hope he keeps ascending. I mean, point-a-game guy, it seems like, for the Jackets. Like, that's the trajectory his career is on. A point-a-game guy. Elvis, yes, obviously Elvis was incredible. The team rallies behind him. He's just, when he wins, he's playing for a reason bigger than himself. And that's, every fan is going to love that. That's intoxicating. Every teammate is going to love that. Cole Payne said everything. Absolutely, buddy. Gerbs said the power play has been strength. Yeah, again, Jackets didn't even get a goal tonight on the power play. They had four chances. They didn't even get a goal, but that's how much better the power play looks. Like, the power play looks like they can score goals. The Jackets' power play in the past just never looked like they actually had a chance. I actually liked it better when the Jackets were in 5-on-5, because that meant that the Jackets had a chance of scoring. You knew they had no chance on the power play back in the day. And, again, credit Brad Larsen. I mean, just the style of hockey that he's promoting, but it's been completely different. I kind of want to just keep talking till my wife wakes back up so she can come give her take on Patrick Mahomes, because credit McKenzie, she said over the summer that she thinks Patrick Mahomes is overrated. And I thought it was a hot take, but I loved it. And that take has just absolutely came to fruition. I just want to give her chance to talk about it. But I don't think she's getting up. I think she's protesting me right now. It's so fair, I'm very protestable. Loudon, good friend, Slopes, said energy not being an issue. Our biggest problems have been chemistry and experience, which is expected with the youngest team in the league. This is going to be a fun season. Yeah, energy hasn't been an issue. I think the Jackets have came out very energetic, and I think that can be a little falsifying in a team early in the year, for sure. Like, you know, it gets tough when you go on the road and you get to late December and you get to January and you're playing Metro team after Metro team. I don't think you can bring the same energy night in, night out. I think that gets tough, and I think that fades, especially with a young team who doesn't have a lot of experience. You know, they don't have the endurance. They don't have the conditioning to go through that, I guess, a night in, night out basis in the NHL. But chemistry, yes, I think that's lacking in 5-on-5. You know, you obviously don't see the same offensive potential in 5-on-5 in terms of the way that they snap it around that you do when you see on the power play. On the power play, absolutely. Those five guys that we trot out there, Zach Werenski, Voracek, Laine, Bjorki, and Boone Jenner. I mean, the fact that I can just rattle off the five guys on the power play and I've only watched six games of it is a telltale sign that they are really, really good and that they are buzzing and that they are due, honestly, for a game where they just go 4-for-4 or something like that, you know? So maybe that'll happen. Maybe that'll happen when they go to New York. New York, you know, traditionally plays in a lot of high-scoring games. They play run-and-gun hockey. The ice is a little bit faster at Madison Square Garden. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. I think that'll be a good test for the Jackets, you know. It'll be a chance for them to redo, you know, their game in Detroit. Hopefully they don't redo it in the result, but hopefully they, you know, take what they learned in that game from Detroit and enact it. All right, anyways, it's past my bedtime, so I just want to apologize for this last week. Didn't get a daily podcast out. That's my bad. I worked legitimately 75 hours. I know, don't feel bad for me. Everybody has hard jobs, but I, you know, sometimes work another part-time job while also working a full-time job, and it just got busy. It just got busy, and that's all right. I was tuned into all the games. I just honestly didn't have the energy to record a podcast afterwards, and it's not because I didn't have the takes. I have the takes, and I was given them. I mean, just ask me. Ask me for my takes, and I'll give them. I love also hearing your guys' takes. That's why I try to ask you guys on Twitter how you feeling, because I'm feeling pretty good right now. Feeling pretty good right now. All right, we'll see Friday. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll be back in the daily podcast grind. So, yeah. Lucy, any final thoughts? Oh, she's sleeping. Oh, she's panting while sleeping. Wonder if she's having a good dream. Anyway, tell your dogs about the Hockey Dudes.